One of the big points of emphasis for Governor Ducey in last week's State of the State message was education. He made a number of proposals, including establishment of what amounts to a summer camp for kids to get caught up on learning they may have lost out on during the pandemic. But another issue faces the state legislature that needs to be acted upon fairly quickly. Arizona K through 12 public schools going over budget. There is a spending limit in place, according to state law, and if the state legislature doesn't amend that limit or just wipe it out completely, then state schools or districts are going to have to make serious cuts in their budget, and they're going to have to do it before the academic year comes to a close. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman joined Gatos and Chad yesterday. By the way, and I heard the interview, I didn't realize that Superintendent Hoffman has a newborn at home. So congratulations to her and her family. But she talked about that spending limit with Gatos and Chad.
Honestly, we don't need this in the future. So it's best to just repeal it, not have to deal with this again, not kick the can down the road, so to speak.
And yeah, they could temporarily just to get rid of or extend the spending limit, raise it as a temporary measure. March 1st is the deadline for the legislature to take action on this. And Superintendent Hoffman says if they don't act on it, it's going to lead to a lot of problems.
And it would ultimately result in school closures and or staffing cuts.
And again, with March 1st as a deadline, if action is not taken, you're looking at the cuts taking place before the academic year comes to a close. And how that would impact schools and kids and curriculum is just you can't imagine what might take place before the school year is over. Hoffman also spoke on tax dollars being used towards schools.
These are our tax dollars that have already been allocated for our schools.
Indeed. And the legislature, as we said, has until March 1st to deal with this. Governor Ducey obviously emphasizing education as a state of the state message. So you know the priority on the ninth floor of the state capitol building is toward boosting education, giving education what it needs to continue to grow and to strengthen. And we've heard many stories over the past few years about how Arizona ranks low among the 50 states in terms of education. So the legislature obviously is up against it, and I just hate to think what these districts are going to have to do if they are forced to make cuts on March the 1st.
Yeah, and look at what they did in New Mexico. The governor's bringing in the National Guard to teach. And in Oklahoma, as I just mentioned, the governor has made a new rule that, you know, state employees or government officials can step in to teach. And so they have a lot of off-duty police officers in classrooms.
That's, I guess, an option here if we face that prospect. But I'll tell you, as a parent, I don't know how comfortable I would be, not from the standpoint of any concerns about the National Guard or state officials, but it's a disruption. And
yes.
Frankly, kids have had enough disruptions with their schooling over the last couple of years.
Though I imagine most of the little kids would think it would be pretty cool to have a police officer teaching their class.
You know what? That is true.
Or a soldier.
Would be cool. I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. It would be kind of cool. And obviously the legislature needs to take action, and Superintendent Hoffman is very concerned about it. And they have a March 1st deadline, as we said. They can either just override the spending limit or erase it completely. And considering the growth that we're going through, and we talked a great deal about this yesterday, about all the people that are continuing to move into the state, how much money is allocated for education inevitably is going to have to be raised because of the number of people continuing to move here with their families, putting those kids in schools. We'll obviously keep track of the developments at the state capitol regarding public school funding and bring you the latest here on KTAR News.